Good afternoon. Today for Memory Support Monday, we are going to talk about therapeutic engagement, why that is an important and how it's an expectation of all team members, not just rec therapists. So therapeutic engagement is talking or engaging with the resident in a way that matters to the resident, that makes them feel like their voice is being heard. It builds trust, it builds friendships, and it makes your shift and your time with the residents a lot more pleasant when they feel that way towards you. So today we're going to talk about sight. So each of the next coming weeks, we're going to talk about the different senses and how to use therapeutic engagement to emphasize that sense. So for the sense of sight, you can just look around their room or their apartment, and it is a gold mine of information on that resident. For example, if the resident has a bunch of knickknacks, let's just say it's porcelain figures, or it's the, remember the vacation spoons people used to collect a long time ago? Let's just say they have a whole spoon collection, and the one happens to be the Bahamas. You can start talking to them about the spoon, and when did they go to the Bahamas, and did they have a good time? Did they fly right in the Nassau? Whatever. What if they have, if you're looking at their bed, maybe they have a special blanket or pillow or stuffed animals. You can talk to them about that. Have them touch the fabric, you know, engage those senses. Of course, we're dealing more with sight today, but a lot of times these senses all overlap. Another thing you can look at is magazines or books. Let's say that the resident, it was an avid model train collector. So let's just say he has a bunch of train books. So you can open them up and discuss it. Anything that really just pulls out those memories for the resident is what we're aiming to do. Another thing you look at is the furniture. You know, maybe they collected antiques, or that person collected modern furniture, or anything like that. You can talk about the time period, or just ask them where they got it. Maybe they bought them at an auction, or maybe it was passed down from their parents or grandparents. So any of these are ways that you can therapeutically engage the resident using sight. And that's what matters to them. Also, if you know where they're from, maybe they're up from upstate New York, you know, you can pull out a book or print something offline specifically about that area so that you can look at the map together. Maybe they'll recall that Catskill mountain range or something like that. Again, the object is to get that resident talking and bringing forth those memories so that they feel like they have a place here and they're not lost because they don't understand what else is going on. So these are just some of the ways that you can engage with the resident with therapeutic engagement using sight. Next time, we're going to talk about another sense. And any of these ideas, you can use with the resident to redirect them when they are confused or when you need for them to leave another resident's room or to participate in bathing or anything like that. So that's all I have for today. And like I said, next time we'll talk about a different sense. Thank you.